Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
Now, listen, I don't know about y'all, but we are ready to dive into all this crazy celebrity news that has popped off in the last 24 hours cycle. And to help us out, we got the beautiful Monyetta Shaw.
Hey.
And big shout out to the West Coast. They won't be joining us today, but hopefully they'll be back in effect tomorrow. But later on, once again, someone confuses two famous black women. We'll tell you who did that.
Oh,
plus,
Lord.
Taylor Swift admits to doing something very wrong in their youth. But, brat, what you talking about over there?
Well, Headcrack is a kid, LeBron James, probably saying, I want to be like Mike. Fuck, y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Well, he was obviously talking about the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan. Last night, King James has officially surpassed Jordan on one account because last night, LeBron broke Michael Jordan's all-time scoring record, amassing a career high of 32,311 points versus Jordan's 32,292 points. So, Bron broke the record during the Lakers' loss last night against the Denver Nuggets. And after the game, LeBron talked about how big of a moment this was for him, y'all. Take a look.
For a kid from Akron, Ohio that needed inspiration and needed some type of positive influence, MJ was that guy for me. And I watched him from afar, wanted to be like MJ, wanted to shoot fadeaways like MJ, wanted to stick my tongue out on dunks like MJ, wanted to wear my sneakers like MJ.
And that's pretty amazing, yo.
I know.
That's awesome.
I'm just grateful that he's given credit. And I'm very happy for him. And King James even had a message on his sneakers for Jordan. And it said, thank you, MJ23, on the sneaker. And MJ released a statement about LeBron saying, I want to congratulate LeBron on achieving another great milestone during his amazing career. Now, that's dope. What y'all think?
People always try to create the comparisons between LeBron and Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh.
But Michael Jordan was so great, he created LeBron James. Michael Jordan was so great, he created Kobe, because he gave you a bar to try to exceed.
But I don't like you put it on his shoes like I'm stepping on you.
No.
It's on the side of the shoe.
It's still on the
shoe. But it's like a joke. Come on.
We should put it on his shirt or something where people can see. Now on the bottom of his shoe almost. That's tacky.
I like it. And you know that LeBron did the A&R for 2 Chainz.
Right.
New album, which is fire, by the way. He got up and gave his friend one of his chains. So right now he's one chain.
Congrats to LeBron James. Well, this, y'all, is another case of mistaken identity. So Fox News anchor Jesse Waters from the show The Five was in the middle of a roundtable discussion about the R. Kelly interview done by Gayle King this week. And let's take a look about what happened.
And taking no responsibility for himself, I agree, hats off to Gayle King for totally redeeming herself after the Smollett fiasco.
No. Jedediah, you know...
That was not Gayle King.
Oh, I knew that.
Robert Roberts did the Smollett
Robert
interview.
Roberts. Yeah.
Jedediah, one of the things that I think lots of people
Sorry
are...
for Robin Roberts up there.
Go right ahead, Jesse. It's
I
cool.
I apologize.
It's cool.
He knew what he was saying, honey.
But I do love how he took accountability. He apologized. You know, he had to because he was about to get towed.
And then he interrupted again and said,
He was like, listen, hey,
let's be clear. I'm sorry.
The white lady.
Yeah.
Stopped it.
Right. I mean, but is there not like a white person that sometimes y'all mix up?
I mean, yeah.
Because I mix up Meryl Streep and Glenn Close all the time. I give them credit for each other's things.
See, I can't mix those two up.
No. They're kind of like in a similar lane.
Okay.
In my head.
I bet Robin is probably pissed because her interview with Jesse didn't go so well, and they're saying it was...
Oh, yeah.
Because all three of them, honey, was Oprah,
Gail, Robin. Yo, it's been crazy.
I wonder, was that a coincidence?
It was a coincidence, and just in time after Black History Month.
I know. I can't wait. I'm sorry. Like, let's just have the same energy. Not saying, you know, like, it's good. Everybody needs to come out there and just... own their stuff. But, like, I want to see the Weinsteins. I want to see, you know, I want
to
see their stories.
Yeah, what happened to all those people?
I want to see all the stories.
So when the people from Seventh Heaven done something wrong,
I want to see
bring
it.
Them out.
Let's see.
And what is going on with Harvey Weinstein?
All that energy.
Somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, minding his
business. And we heard nothing else about...
Les Moonves?
Yeah, Les Moonves.
Man, when somebody came up with the saying, when it rains, it pours, they were never lying. R. Kelly's having the worst week ever. Now, yesterday, we showed you that amazing clip from his interview with Gayle King for CBS in the Morning where he had that breakdown while discussing his sexual trial. I'm sorry. I know that's your friend, but I'm just saying. Yo, man, R. Kelly's went from being trapped in a closet to being trapped in a jail cell right now. It's totally gotten worse. They're not letting him go, and he's now behind bars after failing to pay $161,000 in child support to his ex-wife, Andrea Kelly. And according to R. Kelly's publicist, he walked in with intentions on making an arrangement, and he had to get about like $50,000 to $60,000, and he was willing to pay it, but authorities locked him up, and now supporters are rallying to try to get him out of jail by the end of the week.
He got a concert?
No.
He'll need a concert.
He'll be performing for a small group for a few days.
Oh, my goodness.
This is crazy. Like, you know, this dude has made a gang of money over the course of his career, sold over 40 million albums worldwide. It's ill that he doesn't have any money.
He's 52, and he just now went to the bank. Like, that's the problem. Like, I get it. You know, you have accounts. You have people that handle your money. But even Oprah, last year when she was on, was it last year? She was on Ellen DeGeneres, and she went to the bank for the first time. But even though Oprah went to the bank for the first time, trust and believe, she's going through her stuff trying to see what's going on.
Well, y'all got
to
remember, he couldn't read or write like a long time.
Well, he didn't know numbers?
He couldn't read or write them, so he couldn't, do any of that stuff.
Oh, well, honey, they were sending him anything. They was giving him writing ones and zeros, zeros, zeros. Yeah. He thought they was going,
And oftentimes,
Do you handle your own money?
Well, in the beginning, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't because I wanted to just be creative. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to deal with all the paperwork and all those words. I don't know. I just wanted to go in the studio so somebody else handled my stuff.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I have people handling my things that I love and trust that will not over me.
But Gary with the T is the MC Hammer of this group because he dresses nice, but he also mismanages his money.
Oh.
Because he doesn't pay his bills until the things get cut
off.
That
is so true, Gary.
They get paid.
They get paid.
After the notice comes in, it gets cut off, okay?
He pays the late fees with interest.
Well, everyone, it looks like we're going to have to take more disappointing news for 500, please, because iconic Jeopardy host Alex Trebek announced to the world yesterday that he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Take a look at this.
I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally, the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me. Keep the faith, and we'll win.
Oh, that was kind of sad news, but the contract did make us laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it lightened it up.
He has such an interesting sense of humor.
He really does.
To be able to, like, you know, be able to still smile in the face of your own mortality and have that hope, man. We are so rooting for you.
Yeah, we're rooting for you.
Can we get a cure for 800, Mr. Trebek?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Now, Gary, it's a big burden to bear, and you had to bear that burden yourself. Like, what words of encouragement would you give to Alex Trebek?
Like you said, keep going to work, because I kept coming to work, you know, every day.
Yep, you did.
And like now, I'm still kind of feeling, because I read something the other day, and they say, you know, once you get cancer, you never get rid of it. And I'm like, oh, hell, that's what I had to read there. But I'm going to just continue shopping, and hopefully I'll finally meet somebody that I could be sexual with. And then, you know, if I go, honey, at least I'll go nice and sexual.
Pause? Can I get 500 for honesty, Alex?
Oh, my God.
All right, up next, Taylor Swift is entering her dirty 30s this December and schooling, honey, everyone on life lessons. We'll tell you more after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Headcrack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Taylor Swift is known for her beautiful singing, but could you ever imagine her doing this? The pop star is on the April cover of Elle magazine, where she wrote an essay titled 30 Things I Learned Before Turning 30. Can y'all believe Taylor Swift is almost 30?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Time is flying, baby.
Yeah, but I thought she was 30 when she wasn't 30.
No, Gary. She's been looking like 17 for a long time.
She's just been acting like an old lady for a long time. Yeah. with her cats and all her antiquing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, y'all, she revealed something pretty interesting about herself before she broke into the music scene. Taylor claims she would use permanent markers to create her signature cat eye look instead of makeup, she said. After my teen years and early 20s of sleeping in my makeup and occasionally using a Sharpie as eyeliner, don't do it, I felt like I needed to start being nicer to my skin.
No, honey, that's not even the whole thing, honey.
What's the whole thing?
She was Poe.
Yeah!
Makeup. You know, she ain't using the marker, honey.
She was, Poe, but there's other things that you could use instead of a Sharpie. That is horrible.
So, I mean, are there any life lessons y'all learned after, like, you know, crossing the 30 line that, you know, you kept and held tight?
I would say it's kind of going backwards, but at 30, I got my first tattoo with my ex. Fiance, and I kind of like, you know, now I'm looking back like I probably shouldn't have, stick to what you know.
I was told by guy that I work for that a 30-year-old Negro need 30-year-old things, so that's when I bought my house.
Okay.
Because Steve Harvey, he said that, and, you know, I'm like, well, I don't want my friends to come over to my apartment at 30, so I had to get a house.
That's a grown man talk.
That's smart.
I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Don't ask me.
You still learning?
I'm still learning.
Well, moving on, looks like Chance the Rapper is gearing up to be a husband of all things.
Okay, Chance.
How's that for 30-year-old goal?
That's now, what's up.
The Chicago native revealed that he and his fiancée, Kirsten Corley, are heading down the aisle this upcoming weekend, and he celebrated in advance by sharing a detailed story of how he met his wife for the first time when he went to a party when he was just 9 years old.
Nine?
So he wrote, this photo was taken on the day that I first met my wife in the year 2003. I was 9 years old at the time, so I was probably oblivious to what was going on. But then, out of nowhere, we were all told to make room to spread out and make a circle for a presentation. This is when my memory comes back in a photographic manner. We were instructed to make way for an exclusive performance by Destiny's Child.
What?
Mm. Which is pretty dope for, like, a 9-year-old birthday party. But here's the thing. It wasn't really Destiny's Child, but it was a trio of girls lip-syncing to their music.
Okay.
So he continued, now I'm locking eyes with the prettiest girl I ever seen in my almost decade of life on Earth. I really shouldn't even say locked eyes, because really, I was just staring at her. Oh. If that don't sound like love.
I love it. I'm here for that story. That is the sweetest story ever. Everybody
isn't that
wants
cute?
That, you know, that feeling of their man to gush over them like
I'm
that.
I'm just happy she's of African descent. Because usually when guys get money like that, they don't usually marry nobody that look like them, honey. And Chance could have had the choice of any woman he wanted, and he went ahead and married this young lady. I'm just happy for him because she just looked like him.
Hey.
So.
Man, there's no way you can know that that's the one back then.
You don't think so?
You don't know nothing about no love and no being attracted to nobody at 9?
Shoot.
No, because I mean, that was you, because you was a Christian.
Well.
No, they didn't let you even look at boys.
Them legs.
Only boy you need to be looking at is Jesus.
First of all, I did have a little sneak boyfriend. His name was Keith Cooper. So don't you do that, yeah.
Did he go to the church?
And we used to sneak down in the basement and kiss while my granny was upstairs praying.
Them church girls now.
You're going to get in trouble.
Next, our Portia Williams had a fabulous baby shower, darling, and we have the inside look and details. Don't go nowhere. Be right back.
We We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, honey, and I am thrilled to share, honey, this with you all over the country. Our very own Portia Williams and her fiancé, Mr. Dennis McKinley, are being featured in People magazine this week for their magical Winter Wonderland baby shower. Aww. They had to celebrate the coming of baby PJ. And let me just add, I had the honor of hosting this wonderful event.
Wait, hold up. You hosted Portia's baby shower?
Yeah, like, why you?
Excuse me?
He's the hostess with the mostest.
Thank you, Mon. Yeah.
We don't even know how to change a diaper.
Anyway, moving on, honey.
Shade over
it was a fabulous occasion. The food was delish, honey. The decor was stunning, honey. And she had black ballerinas. Mm. And her grand entrance, baby, was clutching. She came through with a pregnant twerk, bitch.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, Portia.
Yes. I knew she wouldn't stop.
We knew you couldn't stop, girl.
But she looked absolutely gorgeous.
You know, she looks stunning in these photos. She got the glow about herself. She don't look nowhere tired.
She does look beautiful.
Amazing.
Glowing.
Beautiful. And if you look at the venue, honey, it had the white chiffon just draping, honey, from the ceiling, honey, just everything. And I was looking fabulous because I had my jacket flown in. Sequence jacket, honey, tailored to fit
my
body.
Is this what the fashion
is? It's going to be right now.
No.
She even had a picture. All the Dish Nation girls were there, too, honey.
Everybody looked amazing.
Yes, honey.
Now, Gary, in this one photo, it looks like you're singing. Are you performing?
Ooh. Oh, no, honey. That's how you get the crowd revved up, honey. I was talking to the crowd, honey, and it was just like, oh, come on.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That's right, and today's deal is going to help you get to snore on peacefully. The Tyler Multiscape Sleep Sound Machine. Now, this machine right here helps you block out distractions and create a perfect environment for sleep, relaxation, or concentration, and it's also great for babies. Oh, now, you can choose from 6 different soothing sounds, including white noise, thunder, ocean, rain, river, and crickets, and all you got to do is adjust the volume and enjoy it.
Now, I like this hair crack, but if I turn it on, will it stay on all night? Because I like to sleep in peace and silence.
No worries, Brad. It has an auto timer that includes 15, 30, and 60-minute options to turn the soundscape off.
Now, I got to give me one of these ASAP, honey. How much is it?
You know, I got you, homie. I always come through with the real deal. Now, usually something like this would probably go, I don't know, for about $80. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
What? $19? Yes. I need to.
Make it happen. Just beam yourself all the way to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, y'all, we're going to test out a popular sneaker myth to see if it's real or not. You don't want to miss this right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms. At Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. So we've got a Dish Gone Viral video for you that can't be believed. So Twitter user Avalita Hype posted a video that got over 12 million views and counting. And it spawned a craze called the hashtag Vans Challenge. You throw your Vans shoes up in the air and they always land upright. Check this out.
'm afraid. I need to get all the Vans witchcraftery out of my doggone house.
Oh.
Do you think that they knew that this was going to happen when they first made the shoe?
I don't know, because it's like a weird thing. We want to design a shoe that will always land when
you throw
it. I don't
think they knew that, because it would have been in their slogan or something. It would have been part of the marketing.
In the bottom of the shoe.
No, it's just heavy on the bottom. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's very thin at the top. Leather.
Yeah, very thin at the top. So it kind of has no choice but to land on the bottom.
I need a Van if it's going to land on his foot like that, or on his back, because I always do. But
you like the human Van?
See him out.
This only works with Van sneakers, but this is not witchcraft, sorcery, or trickery. It's an anomaly. So we want to do a Dish Nation experiment to see if this is actually legit.
Oh,
I got a pair of Vans right here, and we're going to experiment, test it out. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's look, honey. Damn, honey. Oh, beautiful.
Oh,
God.
He's a mess. You got to throw up.
That was a flip. I flipped that one.
Yeah, you did.
So there you have it, y'all. Another Dish Nation experiment proven true. Next week, we're going to try it with someone still wearing the shoes.
No.
I don't know anybody to wear Vans.
Everybody wears Vans.
Oh, y'all wear Vans?
Yes.
You hang out with older people.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh.
Yeah, they wear orthopedic shoes.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.